My name is Lauren Behrman, and I'm with the Scottish Oceans Institute at the University of St Andrews. My department is the Sea Mammal Research Unit, and the title of my thesis is Linking Physics, Phytoplankton and Foraging, using a new generation of animal-borne sensors to elucidate hidden biological richness at the surface and at depth. I am the speaker, and I would like to thank Dr. Lars Boehmer, as well as MAST, who are my funders, and of course my institute, the Sea Mammal Research Unit, and my collaborator, Dr. Christophe Guinet from CEBC CNRS, which is in Chizé, France. The love of my life is the Southern Ocean, mainly because I'm a sucker for punishment. It's icy and hostile and whipped by some of the strongest winds imaginable. It also experiences the highest mean wave height of all oceans, so ships get tossed around like little rubber ducks, and equipment that works everywhere else gets crunched by ice. It's kind of best to adore this ocean from a distance, as in from deep space. I can learn a surprising amount about the Southern Ocean just by looking at satellite-derived ocean color. Think of it as a treasure map pointing to secret spots of biological richness. Every marine food web is based on little green cells called phytoplankton, so wherever they are, you'll find treasure chests overflowing with life. The thing is, according to satellite, there isn't enough phytoplankton in the Southern Ocean to make it rich. And yet a range of amazing marine mammals, like southern elephant seals, choose this ocean as their feeding grounds. Male elephant seals can reach 4 tons, and their relatively svelte counterparts weigh in at around 600 kilograms. It's these skinny girls that interest me. Over the summer, they give birth and wean their pups without eating a morsel, but their babies grow by 100 kilograms in 3 weeks. It's not surprising that the nursing mothers lose up to half their body weight over this period. What is surprising is that they manage to pick it all up again in under 6 weeks while foraging in water supposedly devoid of life. That just doesn't sound right, and it makes me wonder what the satellites are missing. Let's not forget that we're using sensors in space to measure something that's microscopic. Inaccuracies are not implausible, but then what else aren't we seeing about this vital global ocean? It's a problem, but unique challenges generate creative solutions, and this is why I get to tag post-breeding female southern elephant seals with lasers. Okay, I'm kidding, not lasers, fluorometers, which measure phytoplankton, and sensors for salinity, temperature, and depth. Basically, I have an army of deep-diving blubbery submarines to help me test satellites and determine if the phytoplankton is maybe even hiding at depths that they can't see to. Because science really is that awesome.